What were the origins of the Freemasons? What did the Templar Knights discover in the Temple of Solomon? Who has enslaved you through usury? This is The Machinations. In a nutshell, the origins of the Freemasons can be traced back to the Knights Templar, a group of deviant extremists linked to Christianity. It was this group that was at the forefront of waging bloody and brutal war against Islam and Muslims during the Crusades. It is said that this group had discovered the Temple of Solomon, who had the power to control, among other things, the jinn. This group of individuals craved to gain that power in order to manipulate and influence the world and gain control. Thus, they became known as the Knights of the Temple of Solomon, i.e., Temple Knights or Templar Knights. Hollywood boasts about this group, depicting them as heroes of a past age who discovered a treasure.
It was 1832, on a night much like this. Charles Carroll was the last surviving signer of the Declaration of Independence. He was also a member of a secret society known as the Masons, and he knew he was dying. He woke up his stable boy in the middle of the night and ordered him to take him to the White House to see Andrew Jackson, because it was urgent that he speak to the president.
Did he talk to him?
No, he never got the chance. The president wasn't there that night. But Charles Carroll had a secret. So he took into his confidence the one person he could, my grandfather's grandfather, Thomas Gates.
What was the secret?
A treasure. A treasure beyond all imagining. A treasure that had been fought over for centuries by tyrants, pharaohs, emperors, warlords. And every time it changed hands, it grew larger. And suddenly, it vanished. It didn't reappear for more than 1,000 years, when knights from the First Crusade discovered secret vaults beneath the Temple of Solomon. You see, the knights who found the vaults believed that the treasure was too great for any one man, not even a king. They brought the treasure back to Europe and took the name the Knights Templar. Over the next century, they smuggled it out of Europe, and they formed a new brotherhood called the Freemasons, in honor of the builders of the Great Temple. War followed. By the time of the American Revolution, the treasure had been hidden again. By then, the Masons included George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Paul Revere.
The reality is far more sinister. It is said that this group had discovered no treasure, but rather a book of ancient Jewish magic, the Kabbalah. Prophet Solomon was a great prophet, and he never committed such sin. Rather, he was given power over the jinn by Allah to serve Allah on earth and to establish the system of Allah on earth. The Templars exploited that ability for the cause of Satan and the Dajjal in order to establish the Tahut on earth. People think that sorcery or black magic is a thing of fantasy, but we must understand that actually black magic is a profound reality, one that we are surrounded by in today's world. And the Holy Quran warns us about precisely this. And they followed what the shaitans chanted of sorcery in the reign of Sulaiman, and Sulaiman was not an unbeliever, but the shaitans disbelieved, They taught men sorcery, and that was sent down to the two angels at Babel, Harut and Marut. Yet these two taught no man until they had said, "Surely we are only a trial, therefore do not be a disbeliever." Even then men learned from these two magic by which they might cause a separation between a man and his wife, and they cannot hurt with it anyone except with Allah's permission, and they learned what harmed them and did not profit them. And certainly they know that he who bought it should have no share of good in the hereafter, and evil was the price for which they sold their souls, had they but known this. Shortly after founding their Satanic Brotherhood, headquartered, incidentally, on the Temple Mount in occupied Jerusalem, Al-Quds, through 1128, the Templars managed a large economic infrastructure, developing an early form of banking and building a vast network of fortifications across Europe and the Holy Land, arguably forming the world's first multinational corporation. What was this strange new banking system forged by the Templars, and how were they able to gain such influence? It was a system of usury, interest. They indebted others to themselves and thus exerted their financial power over others. It should become increasingly clear why the religion of Islam has emphatically forbidden usury. For it enslaves the masses and creates an economic paradox by which the poor become poorer and the rich become richer. The Holy Quran says, "Those who swallow down usury cannot arise except as one whom Shaitan has prostrated by his touch does rise." The Muslims resisted against the enemies during the Crusades, and the Templars lost control of the Holy Land.
Let him die. Every angel can fall.
Why do you not join us, brother?
As time passed, the popularity of the Templars also faded, and their financial corruption, fraud, and secrecy had come to light. Rumors had also emerged that the group was practicing sorcery and secretly worshipping a false deity known as Baphomet. It is from Baphomet that the depictions of Satan having horns and goat legs may have been contrived, and Baphomet is the main iconic fruition, which is taken as an entity of worship by Satanists throughout recent history and up until today. We will talk more about Baphomet in the future, inshallah. During Templar admission ceremonies, recruits were forced to spit on the cross, deny Christ. Brethren were also accused of worshipping idols, and the order was said to have encouraged homosexual practices. On Friday the 13th, 1307, King Philip of France ordered the arrest of Templars in France. To this day, Friday the 13th is superstitiously thought of as an unlucky day throughout the Western world. With the reputation of the Templar Knights tarnished, their schemes and practices exposed, and their headquarters won back by Muslims, they now needed to change their face. And so, fleeing to places like Scotland, they gave rise to a new secret society. This time, they would be known as the Freemasons. And it says regarding the evildoers among the Jews, and their taking usury, though indeed they were forbidden it, and their devouring the property of people falsely, and we have prepared for the unbelievers from among them a painful chastisement. While there are many good and righteous Jews in the world today, there are also those who claim to be Jewish, but are in fact following the footsteps of Satan. Today, they are known as Zionists. who today have gained mastery over the global banking system. Thus does their symbol appear on the dollar bill. The Holy Quran warns, O you who believe, be careful of your duty to Allah and relinquish what remains due from usury if you are believers. Because when you are indebted to the enemies of God, they control you. Allah is trying to free us from the clutches of the Zionists. The only way to overcome the enemy is to resist against them. Anyone who sees them as too powerful and succumbs to their system will be enslaved by them. But the war that they have waged against you is not just a financial war and a military war, but it is also a deeply spiritual and esoteric war as well. And we will discuss more on this subject next time, inshallah.